Fragment of a floor mosaic with a water scene. Syrian, from around the 5th or 6th centuries CE. From the James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 188.00, donated by Graham Geddes. Beneath the reinforced glass floor of the Tiese Museum lies a rectangular artwork made of small pieces of coloured stone laid in concrete. Each piece of stone, known as tesserae, is around the size of your fingertip. This Roman mosaic depicts a water scene, which most likely represents the day-to-day life of the Nile, a river in Egypt which fascinated the Romans. The scene from left to right consists of a duck-like water bird, a fish, two sections of water lilies, an African anhinga, otherwise known as a snake bird, holding a snake in its beak, and a larger fish. Each creature and plant is outlined in a series of black tesserae, separating them from the white and cream water. The tiles would have once been brightly coloured, but are now dull due to their age. The wading water bird faces the right of the scene. It has a black head, pink beak, and white and pink feathers. Its legs are thin, only a single row of tesserae in width. Its wing, nestled into its side, is separated from its body with a black line. The first and smaller fish jumps to the left, face to face with the wading bird. The outer body of the fish is pink, while its inner body, face and tail are patterned with white and grey. It is the same size as the wading bird in front of it. The centre of the mosaic is a water lily, with a bell-like flower at the top and two circular leaves protruding from either side. The flower is blue and has a pink centre. It is highlighted with white on its left side, as though the sun reflects off its surface. The snake bird is dwarfed by the fish next to it, which is more than twice its size. The bird has a pink beak and white and pink feathers. It attacks a black and white striped snake, clamping it in its beak. The rest of the snake coils around the snake bird's neck and slender legs. The final creature on the mosaic is a large fish, which is similar in appearance to the smaller fish on the far left, except it takes up nearly a third of the panel's width. An interesting aspect of this artwork is that the right half of it has been varnished. The varnish changes the colour of the stone, making the colours darker and giving the white a yellow tone. It is unknown why the varnishing process was not completed. However, it is theorised that a past owner may have done this to reflect a practice of the Romans. Some Roman buildings installed mosaics underwater, which gave them a shiny finish, thus making them appear sparkling and more lifelike.